Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, another bite. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There were seven battleground states in the presidential election, and President-elect Trump swept all seven as ABC News projects him as the winner in Arizona. He'll meet with President Biden Wednesday in Washington. ABC's Mary Alice Parks at the White House says it's a signal of a smooth transition of power.
Trump did not attend his inauguration, never conceded that he lost to Biden. But this go-around, Biden and Vice President Harris making a point of saying they think that they owe it to the American people, that it is important to the health and safety of the democracy to help with the continuity of government.
Crews in Ventura County, California, say they've made progress on the wildfire that's destroyed over two dozen buildings, but there are dozens of fires burning in New York and New Jersey, and a New York State forest ranger was killed. Princess Kate taking part in British Remembrance Day commemorations, one of her first major appearances since undergoing chemotherapy. This is ABC News.
A bye week for football fans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. No football this weekend in Wisconsin. Both the Badgers and the Packers have a bye week. Up next, Wisconsin host number one ranked Oregon. Head coach Luke Fickell on the Badgers' strategy.
You know, the whole idea of get it to the fourth quarter and put ourselves in a position where we feel like we can excel and execute in the fourth. Make sure that we got to go back to what it is that we do and continue to climb this mountain to get better.
The Packers making a surprise move this week, trading veteran Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh round pick. And it turns out Smith requested the trade. He explained why.
We switched to a 4-3 due to the new coordinator, but to be honest, a few weeks ago I requested a trade. I didn't feel like I was being useful in the system, and it wasn't catering to my play style. And moving forward, like I wasn't surprised when I got the call. I got what I asked for, and I'm at a great place with some great teammates. I'm excited for the new start, and I'm excited for the rest of this journey for this season.
That's now Steelers linebacker Preston Smith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, a west wind developing. Overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. Huntworthgear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By the Castle Rock Petenwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Petenwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com. I'm Dan Small. Today it's all about that buck, about that buck. Bow hunting the rut, sighting in your rifle, and scent control for gun season, all that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio. So stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, joining us again from Wisconsin Rapids, gee, 3 or 4 weeks in a row now, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, what have you been up to?
Still a lot of work around the house, but we got a chance to sit a couple of times now for deer hunting. Okay. Here at the property. Haven't seen anything in front of me while I've been out, but I have had cameras going off in different places. Just must mean I'm sitting in the wrong places. But not a lot of daytime buck movement as of today, but you know, I'm sure that'll change. Being that I've hunted in this general vicinity long enough to know, I will typically see a good amount of buck activity during the day, little closer to that 6th, 7th, 8th of November, and it really peaks, it seems, 11th to 15th or so, most cases. You know, that's just my anecdotal observation.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the rut should be starting if it's not in full swing up north and down south. Or I guess it starts down. I don't know. Where does it start? It starts when the deer are ready. That's where
right.
It starts.
Right. It starts when the deer are ready. Yep.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned the cameras going off where you are not. And we've had that issue up north on our property for years. I always said if we had 6 or 8 hunters, we'd kill a deer every day because we'd put them at strategic places. But
sure.
When you're at point A and the deer show up at point B and you don't have somebody there, well, at least you know they're on the property.
Sure. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. We've had one sighting of a buck that I'm aware of. John is in New York these days, but he's got his phone connected to the Cuddy Link system that he's got out there on the property, and we had one what I would call maybe a three-year-old, three and a half, something like that. Not a huge buck, but a buck anyway. But he showed up at midnight, so that's not going to help us much.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I've got a few, you know, 2.5-year-olds. I don't have anything real big on camera. Of course, everything at night yet. But they're wandering around, and if I saw one of them during the day, I would probably enjoy taking one. And in fact, I was just talking with my wife and my parents about getting some meat. That my parents end up kind of storing a lot of the meat that we, you know, shoot throughout the seasons or whatnot, because they have much larger freezers than the rest of us for my dad's fish farm stuff. And we're talking about having to go over and grab some because we're about out of ground meat, which is a good thing, which means we've been able to sustain till hunting season. We're going to need to kill some deer here, Dan, because otherwise we're going to run out.
Yeah, well, I hear you. And now's the time to start refilling those freezers. We actually bought 2 used smaller chest freezers to share with a neighbor of ours, because we've got between us 50 meat birds to butcher. And I'm looking forward to some deer. And of course, we're going to be butchering a lamb or two as well. So there will be meat in our soon to be future here. Well, last weekend I had an appearance at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha, and it was fun. I was there for Huntworth Gear, our sponsor. It was their grand reopening, and the place was really packed. We had lots of people stop by, and they heard it on the loudspeaker, and they heard me mention it on the radio that I'd be there. I had a couple of friends show up, whom I haven't seen in a while, Bob Kufall and Alan Thede and Don and Dick Zielecki were there, and they were walking their dogs, and I learned that it's a dog-friendly store. They've even got a kiosk dog bath outside the store. Mm-hmm. It was cool. And then, of course, I went on a shopping spree when my appearance was done, and I spent most of the money I get paid to be there that day. But that's the way it goes. And, of course, I wrapped up field production on Deer Hunt Wisconsin last week. Dave Roll is editing as we speak, and that show will air in 2 weeks. That's the week before our gun season, Wednesday, November 13th, on FanDuel Sports North and Wisconsin. That's the former Bally, which is the former Fox, if you can follow all that.
Yep.
And then the next night, November 14th, on Milwaukee PBS, and we hope PBS Wisconsin, that's to be determined yet, and many times on community media stations. So check your local cable station listings to see when that show is going to air. Well, I dug out my felt-lined Crocs for fall and winter wear. You know, I wear Crocs most of the year. And
my all friend, the time, yeah.
Yeah, my friend Lauren Voss found some felt-lined Crocs about, I don't know, 6-8 years ago, and I got a pair, and I've been wearing them ever since. And anyway, it's good to have some winter footwear or fall footwear on. Well, coming up, Range of Richfield President Jim Bobbiash announces November classes and specials at the range. J.C. Chamberlain shares some advice for bow hunting the rut. And Wildlife Research Center Director of Marketing Paul Landberg returns with advice for scent management for gun hunters, not just bow hunters. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely. But the truth is, it's not up to everyone. It's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by five clinical studies. Pilates.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PREP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PREP to 321-321. That's PREP to 321-321.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Madison Outdoors Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They are located on State Highway 14 just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. And you can find them online at pappastradingpost.com. And joining us once again from the Trading Post is wildlife biologist and archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. Well, J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back again. It's always a pleasure.
Well, gosh, a lot has been going on at your place. You were out west, and now Randy has been hunting. Is he out west still, or what's going on with him?
He actually just left earlier this week. He was headed out for a rifle elk hunt yet.
Ah, okay.
Hopefully he'll come back with some good stories for us.
Well, and maybe some meat.
Yeah, as well. I don't mind having that extra in the freezer around here, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I am totally out of venison, so I'm looking forward to getting some myself. But this is about the time of year that everybody gets excited if they aren't already. Late October, early November. Are you hearing about rut activity, or are you seeing deer moving around?
Yeah, they actually been going pretty good. Had quite a few customers actually here within the last week put some pretty good deer on the ground. Definitely been seeing a lot more movement. The cameras have been going well. I know Mike got to sit there last weekend and, had some success as far as seeing deer. Unfortunately, I had one pick me off in the tree, but The way it goes.
Yep, they do that now and then. Well, what's your advice now that the rut is on?
This time of year, anytime you can be in any kind of transition zone as far as a saddle or a bench, on a ridge system, or even at a kind of a connection point or a hub on a wheel, that style of thing, like any place that they're going to travel through a lot right now is the time to be there. The movement's been good. Midday's been a little slower with the recent heat, but a lot of that should even pick up even more here as we go. But definitely time to be in those transition areas for sure.
Okay, transition areas meaning where they move from one type of cover to another or from bed to food.
Any of the, kind of any of the above, like I should say travel corridors, probably be a better word for it. It's that time of year where a buck especially, they're just kind of on, they're just getting to the real heat of the rut probably now, where pretty soon here they're going to transition off of getting those scrapes on a regular basis to just goes. So they'll be cruising and heading through those areas quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Now, is it too late to set up a mock scrape or a hanging rope or a vine or some other attractor?
It's definitely not too late. You know, those things are, it's never too late. But typically, you know, as woods heat up here a little bit, we're going to get a lot less of that activity. Pretty soon they'll actually kind of go cold.
Hmm.
But usually that's not until, you know, I would say right around the 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there. And it's just because they're on the doe, working really hard on that. But they will, as they go from doe to doe or you know, are still looking, if they are, they will definitely keep hitting those spots. So it's good to be around that sign for sure.
Are food plots a waste of time this time of year, or are they still good?
They're still very good. As long as the does are hitting them, you know, anywhere you find the does, you're going to find the bucks. So just think of college. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Any place the girls are going to be, the boys are going to be shortly there to follow.
Yeah. You know, you hear guys say, all I see are does, and, you know, I tell them, I mean, that's a good thing because we know that the bucks are looking for does.
Yeah, eventually, it's a matter of time, usually. You know, this time of year, we're getting into that time where you can sit all day or at least be in a tree the majority of the day. It's definitely the time to do it. You know, I've got certain farms that I've hunted where I'll see a lot of does, and eventually you will see that buck with them.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that he's cut one off and he's just really pushing her, but the other kind of good sign is, like, if you're seeing a lot of nubbins, especially alone, that typically means that mom has got a friend.
Uh-huh. We've talked about water, and it has been dry this fall despite the occasional rain that we've had. And you've said in the past that water is important to bucks during the rut.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have water holes, you know, especially this year, yes, we got a pile of rain there earlier in the year, but late summer and stuff has been very, very dry. In fact, Sunday I was actually out, and we filled both of our water tanks on one farm, and the one was actually completely dry.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of mud in the bottom, and that was it. And within an hour of filling it, there was deer at it.
Okay.
Definitely a good spot to be, especially as they're cruising. You know, they might not always stop and get a bite to eat, but they typically will always stop and get water.
Okay. Well, any specials now that the season is well underway?
Right now, we're running a special with any in-stock list. You get a free low-pro quiver with it. And then also on the crossbows and any in-stock Raven, if you mention it, we've got a free range finder with it.
All right. Store hours before we let you go?
Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 5.
All right. And you are open right up until gun season, correct?
Yeah, we're going to be open all the way up until opening weekend of gun. We usually close for the gun season to spend some time out there and let everybody else kind of do the same.
All right. Well, I think we've got one more conversation scheduled, and that'll be in 2 weeks, which is a week before gun season. So good luck to you and everyone there at the trading post, and we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, good luck to all the listeners out there, and hopefully we'll have some real good stories here come next time.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was J.C. Chamberlain, biologist and archery guru from the Trading Post, Pappas Trading Post. They are on Highway 14 just west of Arena and on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, a west wind developing. Overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees. 98 Q
Country. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, joining me now is a fellow we had on recently, and we just ran out of time, so I thought I'd invite him back. Paul Landberg is Director of Marketing for Wildlife Research Center. You know those folks. They make special golden estrus, scent killer gold, golden rope, and other scent control and scent attraction products, and their website is wildlife.com. Paul, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan. Great talking to you again.
Well, last time, Paul, we were talking about your connection to the Bergeson family and to Lee Likoski, and I understand you had a role in Lee and Tiffany's wedding as well?
Yes, I did. Having grown up with Lee, they're kind of like brothers in a way, because I've literally known them pretty much as long as I can remember. We grew up 4 houses apart there in Columbia Heights, and when he got married to Tiffany, his brother Mike would have been his best man, but his brother Mike couldn't make it down. I believe the case was they were having their first baby or second baby, something like that. And having known him so long, and like I said, being kind of a brother from another mother type of a guy with them, Lee and Tiff, they asked me to be their best man at their wedding. So yeah, I was best man at Lee and Tiffany's wedding, of all things.
Cool. Well, that's something not everybody can say, obviously. And you bow hunted with him. So what's it like to bow hunt with Lee Likoski?
I was there with him when he got his first deer. I remember us tracking that thing that evening. It was a doe, and we finally found it in a cornfield. It was me and Lee, his brother Mike, and Mike's friend Brian. We tracked that thing, and I remember that evening because it was the first deer actually that he, me, or my dad had ever gotten with a bow.
Oh.
He beat us to it.
Hmm.
My dad and I had been hunting with a bow before that, but we had never gotten one.
Huh.
It took a long time, and Lee got that one. That was in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, of all places, which if you know where Brooklyn Park, Minnesota is and what it looks like now, you'd never believe that you could bow hunt there.
It's all paved over now, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's all pavement now. Yeah, that was a long, long time ago. He is one heck of a shot, I will say that.
Mm-hmm. And you told me there was an errant shot in your garage at one point.
Yeah, my dad used to love to pick on Lee about this. We would shoot bows in the suburbs of Columbia Heights, Minnesota. We'd shoot bows from our alleyway into the garage where we had a target.
Sure.
And I remember one day, and again, we were young bow hunters at the time. We didn't know a lot. And Lee said, well, here, let me shoot your bow. And I'm like, well, no, my sights aren't going to line up for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just come on. I always was the guy that worried too much, and he was always the guy that was more laid back.
Uh-huh.
So he took my bow and aimed at the target there in the garage, and the arrow went real low. Stuck into my dad's outboard motor gas can.
Oh.
That was on the bench below the target.
Oh, boy.
And so my dad never let him live that one down, of course. He's a great shot, but with somebody else's sights, not quite the same.
Well, and that's a good lesson, really, for anyone, whether it's a bow, a crossbow, a gun, or, I don't know, maybe even swinging a baseball bat. Who knows? Your own tool that you're familiar with and that is tuned to you, especially a bow, is the one you're going to do best with.
Yeah, exactly right, right? It's just like anything. If you're used to it and it's set up for you, that's made for you. Somebody else can't necessarily just pick it up and start shooting it and have the same accuracy. Kind of a funny story, but it's at Lee's expense, so it's okay.
Yeah, there you go, right. Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about scent control and scent management, maybe in a global sense, especially now that gun season is approaching. The Minnesota opener is the 9th of November, and Wisconsin doesn't open till 2 weeks later on the 23rd. But is scent control still important for gun hunters?
Well, being a lifelong bow hunter, I would say absolutely. And it's kind of like the basics of anything, right? You want to be good at those basics. And it doesn't matter if you're out there with a firearm or not. I mean, you could have that deer close to you. You could have that deer far off. You still don't want him to smell you and go the other direction. I mean, you might not know that he went the other direction if you never see him. So the same things apply about washing all your clothes in the scent killer laundry detergent, drying them and storing them in that scent-free locker of some sort or a bag, whatever it might be, some sort of scent-free container.
Mm-hmm.
That still applies. I mean, your body, your personal care, your personal hygiene stuff, showering with the scent killer body wash and shampoo, always a big one. It's got to always be on the list. Same with using scent killer gold antiperspirant deodorant. You have to do all those things. It's funny, I was talking to somebody not too long ago, too, when you talk about, is it important to firearms hunters? And the guy was saying something about, if I go out with my gun, of course I can shoot a rifle at however many yards it would be you can shoot a rifle at. The deer always end up showing up at like 30 yards. Of course, when he's out with his bow,
yeah, right,
he's out at 100 yards.
Right.
So the bottom line find is that that scent elimination and then that use of scent to attract is still just as important for the firearms hunter as it is for the bow hunter.
Yeah, I believe that myself and practice it because, like you say, you just don't know how close that deer is going to be. And, you know, I hunt in the woods in northern Wisconsin, and I think the woods of northern Minnesota are very similar. A lot of my shots are less than 100 yards. In fact, most of them 50 yards or less.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, you people talk about, well, I could be up in a stand smoking a cigarette, or I can do this or that, and I've gotten them. And yeah, sure, you might get them in those situations, but you might not know about the ones that got away from you or the ones that never showed up, the things you'll never know because they smelled you. And the thing is, you're out there in the woods or on a field edge or whatever with a brick wall behind you. You know, if the wind's in your face, you don't have a brick wall behind you to stop it. So the deer could come from behind you. It can come from all over, especially during the rut when we're talking about these gun seasons, right? So, yeah, it's ultimately extremely important for gunners as well as bow hunters.
Yeah, okay. Well, is there a scent or a product or a technique that you would say a gun hunter should use? You know, usually the ground by us, the ground is frozen. In most years, maybe not this year. And you guys have a little warmer when your season opens.
You know, I would still say that whether you're firearms hunting or bow hunting, I mean, getting out and making mock scrapes, we're all about all things scrape hunting here at Wildlife. I would say getting out and making those mock scrapes, whether using an active branch kit to hold up your scent dripper and then put a licking branch in it right at the height that you want it. Because sometimes you don't have a tree that's conducive to having a licking branch and making that mock scrape. That's where that active branch holder comes in and does such a good job. But hanging from it too, you could put up a golden rope, or if you already have an existing tree with a golden rope on it, put that up now, even before the gun season starts, giving those deer some time to get used to it. Make yourself a mock scrape underneath it and use whatever scent is your favorite scent to get that rope going and get that mock scrape going. I would say all that stuff's important, whether it's a gun hunter or it's a bow hunter.
Well, Paul, I did just that with my son a couple weeks ago. We checked tree stands and replaced batteries in his trail cameras. And my stand, I think I mentioned it last time we talked, I can see about 125 yards down this trail, but we put a golden rope over the middle of the trail, and the only way to do it was we took a piece of parachute cord and strung it between two trees, and we hung the rope right there in the middle. And it looks goofy, but, you know, the deer don't care, and I guess they don't understand that there's no branch that's attached to. They seem to like it anyway.
Yeah, well, and essentially, you know, that rope is kind of like a playground for them. I mean, it almost acts as if it's the licking branch for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it basically does the same thing where they can rub their forehead and their preorbital and everything on it. They can rub on that and chew on it or whatever they want to do, put their saliva on there, and then you can have that scrape underneath it for them to urinate in and for your sense as well. So having those things ready ahead of time is a great idea. And, you know, for those guys that just put it out right when they get there, of course, same thing with the scent. So if you're using golden estrus or special golden estrus, whatever it might be, or Trails M307, you can use the scent wicks, the key wicks we like to call them, or the magnum key wicks, which are the bigger ones, to hang on trees around you to just have that scent out there at the time you're out there too. So you can do some of the stuff beforehand, or you can do it right when you're there. Either way, you know, there's multiple ways of dispensing that scent.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, we're going to let you go. I appreciate your stories, especially the stories of the Lukoskis and the Bergesons, and wish you good luck for your season, and we'll talk again.
All right, Dan. Thank you, and good luck to you as well.
Thank you very much. Paul Landberg is Director of Marketing for Wildlife Research Center. They make special golden estrus, scent killer gold, golden rope, and a lot of other wildlife scent and scent control products. You can find them online at wildlife.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Castle Rock and Peyton Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PetonWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peyton Well Lakes Association.
Your land is your legacy, but keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land in Michigan, Wisconsin, or Minnesota, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit FamilyForestCarbon.org and enroll today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com. Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. Located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and online at therangewi.com. And joining us for our monthly update on what's going on at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiash. Well, Jim, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
Greetings, Dan. So great to be with you again, and I always enjoy this time together.
Well, I do too, and there's always something going on at the range. How was October?
First of all, I can't believe it's over, okay? And we're pushing towards the holiday season. But October was great. We had lots of fun. A lot of shooting, a lot of great classes. The zombie shoot is always a hoot. There's no question about it. It's funny how the sight of a zombie brings out the beast in all of us.
Oh, yeah.
So, and also we had that World War II event, which was absolutely awesome. We have two gentlemen that are very familiar with the World War II. They brought in all kinds of equipment, guns, you name it, they had it. And some of those people had fun shooting an M1 Garand. So it was a great event. People are wondering when we're going to do it again. And I do believe we will probably do it in spring.
All right. Very good. Well, how about November? What's coming up?
November is going to be spectacular. Let's start with the classes. Our NRA instructor course, that'll be on November 9th and 10th. Wisconsin Concealed Carry class is November 16th. Our ladies-only concealed carry class is November 23rd. This is very, very popular, and it fills up fast. We got a great teacher, and we don't do this a lot. So if any of the ladies are interested, please get a hold of us as soon as possible. We also have, this one's in December, December 7th and 8th, is Getting to Know Your AR-15. Once again, it's a great class. It fills up quick. You'll really enjoy it. Sign up as soon as you can. Please don't forget about our private handgun lessons. Our guys are spectacular, and they'd love to work with you.
Very good. And you've always got specials for every month. What's going on in November?
Well, Deer Hunter's Widow's Special, November 22nd through the 24th. Ladies, for only $15, you get an hour of range time. So if your hubby's in the woods, this is a great time to do some range therapy with the girls. In addition, we'll have purses, wallets, bags, jewelry, pepper sprays, stun guns, all on sale at great prices. So come on in, enjoy the $15 shooting, and take a look at all we have to offer.
And when Dad comes home from gun deer season, he may find a new lady. Not a new lady, but a newly equipped lady.
There you go. There you go.
All right. And how about sighting in for deer season?
Well, this is the time. We'll be offering an opportunity for you to sight in your rifles for only $10 for 30 minutes from November 1st until hunting starts. So you won't have to worry about the rain, the wind, and that four-letter word snow here at the range. And one of our safety officers would be happy to help you if you're having some difficulties or problems. So come on in and get that gun all tuned up so you get that buck on the first shot.
All right. And what other specials have you got? You've always got something going on.
Yeah, we got some kind of cool this time. We have a Packer party on Sunday, November 17th. This is a noon game against the Bears. So what we're going to do is we're going to have free brats and chips. And you can purchase a soda or water for $1. The brats are great. My wife makes them. They're awesome. We will also be offering free bear targets to help you sharpen up your shooting skills. And if you wear your best Packer gear, you get a voucher for a half an hour free shooting. And then we'll let you enter into a drawing for a $50 range gift card. So we're planning on having a great time. And if you can make it, it's going to be a great game against one of our favorite teams from the south of Wisconsin.
Yeah, all right. That sounds like fun. It's a novel Packer party. I have not heard that one before.
You know, we were going to try to give away the $50 gift card to the best Packer outfit that shows up. But that's so hard to do. So we'll just put them all in a bucket and pick one out and somebody gets it.
That's probably a fairer way to do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So if I showed up with my Amon Green number 30 shirt, I could be in the running, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, this is holiday shopping time as well. So what have you got for folks who are looking for gifts?
Well, stay tuned for our Black Friday weekend specials. That'll be running on November 28th through December 1st. We'll be offering 10% off memberships and renewals. The following Liberty Safes will be on sale. The Centurion 24, $200 off. A USA 30, $500 off of the normal retail prices. We'll also have Benchmade knives, 20% off, and many other in-store specials. So, you know, check out our website or check out our bulletin or calendar for specials. We'll keep rolling those out as we get closer to Black Friday.
Okay. And, of course, you don't have to buy merchandise. You can buy a gift card, right?
Right. You know, a gift card makes a great present. That way they can use it for anything in the store. So thinking about a gun for somebody, it's hard to pick the right gun for someone. So this gives them a chance to not only make their own choice, but also try different guns if that's what they're looking for.
Now, you mentioned safes. How about other models?
Well, this is a great time to buy a Liberty safe. They are the best built safes on the planet. We just received a truckload of these beauties, and they are priced to sell. For example, we've got those sales I mentioned earlier, $200 off the Centurion 24 and $500 off the USA 36. So we could still get a safe in your house by Christmas because we have a lot of them in stock right now.
All right. And anything for the military folks? We've got Armistice Day coming up.
Correct. November 12th through the 14th. All active, retired, reserve military get 1 hour of free shooting, plus a target is free also. An ID is required, and this is our way of saying thank you for your service.
All righty. And how about Thanksgiving? I would imagine you folks are taking that day off.
Yes, we're going to be closed on November 28th, and we're also closing early on Wednesday, the 27th. At that time, we'll close at about 5 o'clock instead of our normal 7:38.
Okay. Give you time to get home and get that bird in the oven.
Got to find that bird. That's right.
All right. And if folks are not in the market for a gun or a safe, but just want to talk about firearms and shooting in general, you and experts who work for you are there and available.
Yes. And please do stop in. Matter of fact, I didn't mention earlier, but our consignment business is going crazy. We've had some really super guns come in. Our gun cases are full. If you have some guns that you're not using anymore or you want to turn into some cash, come on in and talk to us. We can certainly help you out.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks so much. We will talk to you again in a month, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving if we don't see you before then.
Dan, I'd like to wish you, your family, and all of your listeners a very happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Jim. We will talk in a month.
Sounds good.
Folks, that was Jim Bobbyash. He is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helson Drive, which is just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, and that's where Highways 41 and 45 split, going north from the Milwaukee area. You can also find them online at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Your land is your legacy, but keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land in Michigan, Wisconsin, or Minnesota, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit familyforestcarbon.org and enroll today.
Castle Rock and Peat and Well are two of Wisconsin's largest inland lakes. With more than 60 square miles of water, they offer four seasons of outdoor fun. Halfway between the Twin Cities and Chicago, and just minutes from Wisconsin Rapids and the Dells, you'll enjoy family-friendly resorts and campgrounds, great fishing, bike trails, county, state, and national parks, and the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge. Learn more at CastleRock-PeatandWell.com or on Facebook at Castle Rock Peat and Well Lakes Association.
Step outside, let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Every year there are commercials reminding everyone to hunt safely, but the truth is, it's not up to everyone, it's up to you. Treat all firearms as if loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and what's beyond, and keep your finger outside the trigger guard until it's safe to shoot. Hunting safety is up to you. Don't just be aware of these safety measures, follow them. Safe hunting is no accident. Learn more from the Wisconsin DNR at dnr.wi.gov.
If your rifle, shotgun, handgun, or muzzleloader needs work this season, call Roger Williams at Northern Magnetic LLC. A licensed professional gunsmith for over 35 years, Roger can repair, customize, rebarrel, install sights and scope mounts, and more on all firearms makes and models. When you need a professional gunsmith, call Roger at 262-339-1798 or visit fixguns.com. That's 262-339-1798 or fixguns.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge, and members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on LakeLink. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. And they've got new and used boats, pontoons, and lifts in stock. Great deals on 2024 models on boats and pontoons. So you can check that out. They're also doing the winterizing. They got supplies for you, or they'll do it for you. Get a hold of them for more details. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, performance camo wear at a price you can afford. HuntworthGear.com. By Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, ProfHearingCare.com. By Castle Rock Peatonwell Lakes Association, 60 square miles of fun on the water, CastleRock-Peatonwell.com. And by Woodside Ranch Resort and Conference Center, WoodsideRanch.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not airing where you live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of the Deer Hunt Wisconsin show are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And as soon as the show starts airing, this year's segments and complete show will be on that channel as well, in case you miss it and on broadcast.
This radio show is online all the time as well. You can download it and take it with you. Go to outdoors go to lake-link.com. Go to the outdoor radio page there, or you can go to outdoornews.com/podcasts and download it there. Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You'll find me in a few less places, but you'll find me online at Hardwater Jeff.
And the DNR is hosting two public meetings. They are identical but different locations and different days to present information and get your feedback on smallmouth bass management in Green Bay and Northern Lake Michigan. The first is set for Monday, November 4th at the DNR Green Bay Service Center, and the second meeting is Wednesday, November 6th, the day after Election Day, at the Crossroads at Big Creek in Sturgeon Bay. You can also attend virtually via Microsoft Teams if you know how to do that. Both meetings start at 6 o'clock, and for more information, visit the DNR website and click on the meetings and hearings calendar. And Jeff, you and I were talking about this before. The DNR has found DNA evidence of invasive Asian carp in both the Chippewa and Black Rivers. That could be a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem anywhere those fish find their way into, and DNA evidence. Unfortunately, maybe it's not the smoking gun. Everybody wants to see one of those fish, but it's going to be pretty darn close, right?
Yeah, they are coming close in. There are dams that block their passage on some of the rivers, but some of the tribs don't have dams, and they could get up farther upstream. So, folks, if you catch one, you can't keep it, but you can kill it and take it to a DNR office. Put it on ice and let them identify it, and at least they will know where they might be showing up. And one more announcement. Vortex Optics is holding a rifle sight-in on November 12th and 13th at Vortex headquarters in Barneveld. You can sight in with help from their experts, and they're giving away some prizes as well. Go to vortexoptics.com for details, or just search online Vortex sight-in. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance is November 10th at 4 p.m. at the Harbor Table in Washburn. You can learn more about Warren and his music at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio. Perfect speed.
Oh, how I love leaving the shore behind. When the cool night swallows the moose's nose. Thank you. and the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful North Woods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning and happy Sunday to everybody out there. It's a glorious day, a day to worship God and just to be thankful for all that He's given us. I know we're up here in the Northwoods here, but it doesn't feel like really winter yet. We don't have any snow. It's rainy and cold. It kind of feels like where I'm from, Georgia. This is what winter feels like for us at the coldest part of it. So I kind of feel at home with all this. But my name's Josh. I'm the youth and young adults pastor here at Cornerstone Church. And Pastor Todd asked me to share a message today that really has convicted my heart and has just been a real burden, but in a good way, a burden that challenges, a burden that pushes forward, that really gives a sense of urgency to my calling. And I believe that this burden, this conviction that I have, isn't just for me. I believe it's for the body. So I want to share that conviction, that burden that I've been feeling this morning with you guys today. But before we get into that, I'd like to just open in prayer. So Father, we just thank you. You are the good and righteous God. You are holy. You are worthy. And in all your infinite glory, in all your infinite majesty, you desire to have relationship with us. You desire to know us and to draw us close. So Father, we just ask that today that we would receive and accept your message, your word, your challenge, your conviction today, so that we can begin to use this life, not just for ourselves and for our own benefit, but for the sake of your glory. And we just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this conviction that I said I've been feeling started about 3 weeks ago. As another pastor here at Cornerstone and I went to a pastor's conference down in Green Bay. And as we went through the different sermons and the different sessions that they had, and they all had individual topics that spoke about different things, but one guy, his burden, his heart, his message for the session that he had was all about reaching the next generation. And when he says reaching the next generation, it's not just talking about the next generation below us as far as generation A or B or Omega, whatever it is now, but he's talking about the next generation of Christians. So that could be people of any age. And as he talked about reaching the next generation of Christians, he began to show facts and statistics that shocked and almost made the room go silent. As a group of pastors, to make them all go silent, it's a tough challenge. But he did it through the statistics and facts that he shared. And all the statistics and facts were pointing to the fact that Christianity, the number of Christians in our nation, are on a steady downward decline. That less and less people are following Christ. That less and less people are turning to God. And that our churches are getting emptier and emptier. And as he shared these facts, then he even went a step further. And he began to share how then 30 years, they're projecting in 2050, that Islam will surpass Christianity as the leading religion in the world. And that there are actually other religions out there who are preying upon Christians to try and convert them. They even want to buy up their churches that are shutting down because they want to turn it into their own religious edifices, their own places of worship for their religion.